Megan Pasternak may have lost the first round, but the fight to put medium-speed vehicles on the road in Alaska may just be getting warmed up. Pasternak and her husband Walt went south shopping for a fuel-efficient gasoline vehicle, but ended up buying the all-electric Zen after taking it for a ride around downtown Seattle's hillside neighborhoods. On my Sitka test ride, Pasternak punched it over the O'Connell Bridge at the Zen's then-top speed of 37 miles per hour. Bureaucracy has slowed Pasternak down, but it hasn't killed the fun.
It's still got lots of oomph. I can still burn rubber.
Current law in Alaska has a provision for licensing low-speed vehicles. They're limited to 25 miles per hour and can't use any road with a speed limit greater than 35. Pasternak's Zen came with a dealer modification that boosted its top speed well above 25 miles per hour, and the State Division of Motor Vehicles consequently refused to register it.
I suspect that they will probably become quite popular, especially after the first year, to see people, how they hold up during the winter or the colder months, especially with the price of gas.
That is Carl Springer, the state of Alaska's official vehicle registrar in Anchorage. While Springer is surprisingly sympathetic to the Pasternaks, he says they hit a legal snag with the DMV when they bought a low-speed vehicle, or LSV, that had been modified beyond its manufacturer's ratings.
If you take an LSV that's designed to survive a 25-mile-an-hour crash and modify it to go 35 or 40 mile an hour, it may not be safe.
Springer is aware that it's not exactly a straight line from crash test safety to vehicle registration. Motorcycles and scooters, for example, simply don't have any crash safety standards. Rather, it's a gap in the law. The state statutes are based on federal regulations, which define motor vehicles and low-speed vehicles, but nothing in between. Ultimately, the DMV asked Pasternak not simply to swear to stay below 25 miles per hour, but to swear to undo the dealer's modifications.
I had to sign an affidavit that I removed it, and I stated that modification had been removed and it's governed to only go 25, and I had it notarized.
So far, only Washington and Montana have passed medium-speed vehicle laws that allow the registration of cars which can travel at up to 35 miles per hour. Electric vehicle dealer Stephen Maeda co-authored the Washington statute. He says the unmodified Zen has been crash-tested, but that's not the inherent source of low and medium speed vehicle safety.
We believe that these cars are safe, and we've proven that they're safe. One advantage that they have, as motorcycles do, is that they're small, so they can get out of the way. Cars, they get in big accidents, but usually the bigger accidents happen speeds higher than 35.
Maeda says that he actually received very little pushback from Washington legislators on the safety issue. Instead, a couple did call him and ask him how the state would fund roads and highways if people started driving electric cars and stopped paying the gas tax. Maeda's response was, "Well, you're the lawmakers." Maeda says the bill passed the Washington legislature almost unanimously. Before the governor signed the bill, her office did get one call opposing the action from Chrysler. The Zen and similar medium and low-speed vehicles, Maeda believes, are not meant to replace traditional cars. They're for short hops, sometimes very short hops. Maeda doesn't think he's cheating Big Auto or the gas tax.
Well, the cheating thing that I feel when I drive this car, I feel I'm cheating my body, because instead of walking two blocks to the store, which I used to do, I hop in this electric car. I just buzz on down to the grocery store and buzz back.
Maeda says that if Megan Pasternak can get a legislator to carry the torch on this issue, Alaska, too, will have its medium-speed vehicle law. So far, Pasternak has received a lot of help from staff and Senator Bert Stedman's office, and the senator himself says he looked for a bill to attach an amendment to last session without success. Pasternak says she and her husband bought the Zen without the slightest idea that they would be spearheading a legislative fight. Her efforts to register the Zen as a low-speed vehicle have worn her down a bit, but she plans to move ahead at 25 miles per hour.
The dealer keeps saying, "Aren't you proud of yourself? Don't you? Look, you're forging new ground." And it's like, I've never fought for anything so hard before. I've never had to just fight like this. And now it's slacked off now that the session is over and I can relax a little bit. But I'm still not buying gas or putting out emissions.
Megan Pasternak fishes for a living. She'll resume working on a medium-speed vehicle law for Alaska next session. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.